This is Rabbi Nathaniel Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. We continue. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the third section. That is the blue text. Yesterday, we distinguished between shechting an animal co-owned by a Jew and non-Jew, which is permitted on Yantif, because you can't get to any of the meat without shechita, as opposed to the case of loaf, a dough, mound of dough, right, that you can split before you bake if it's co-owned by a Jew and a non-Jew. So you give the non-Jew his half and you bake the Jewish part. Right, that was challenged by Rav Chana bar Chanilo. He asked about this dough that belongs to the dogs. You can do all these things with it, cook it on Yontif. The Gemara now asks, Ve'amai, why should that be? How can you cook the dough on Yontif? V'ha'efshar l'miflega b'lisha. Right, you should separate it. Right? When you're kneading it, take out the part that's for the shepherds, bake it. The part that's for the dogs, you can't bake on Yontif. So the Gemara answers, Shiny, Isas, Klovim, Hoel, Ve'efshar, L'faisan, Ve'nevela. No, if you have a dough, that part of it goes to the shepherds and part of it goes to the dogs, that's different, Shiny. Hait, Hoel, sins. You can L'faisan, you can appease them with an Ve'nevela, with a carcass. Right, the dog doesn't need the bread. The dog will eat whatever you give him. So throw him some animal carcass and sins. It's possible that you can give them an animal carcass. If you were to do that, the entire loaf of bread would be for the shepherd. And therefore, you can cook that loaf on Yontif. Gemara says that's all well and good, except that Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Hoel. Right, the Hoel is this since principle. Since it's possible A, we can do B. Gemara asks, "Umi islay the Rav Chisda Hoel? Does Rav Chisda hold right of the Hoel principle?" V'ha itmar. Now we're going to prove he doesn't. Right, ha'ofem mi yom tov lechol. If you bake on Yontif, but you're doing it to have it the day after Yontif, right? So you're baking in order to have something for chol for a weekday. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, Loke, you get whipped, you violate Yontif. Rabba Amar, ain't a Loke. Right? Rabba says, you don't get whipped. Now the Gemara explains, Rav Chisda Amar, Loke, Rav Chisda says, you get whipped in that case. Lo Amrinan, we do not say, Hoel umiklele orchim chazile. Right? That since it's possible that guests might come, right now, this is not just for chol, but maybe it'll even be eaten on Yontif. And since Hoel, the guests could come, right? It's now viable for Yontif. So hashtanami chazile. So now too, even without the guests, it is viable for Yontif. Right? That's the Hoel principle. But he does not hold of the Hoel principle. Chizda says you get whipped because we don't believe that. Rabba Amar Rabba says ain't a loki. You don't get whipped. Why? Amrinan Hoel. Because we do hold of the Hoel principle. But now it's clear that Rav Chisda does not hold of the Hoel principle. All right, so now we still have a problem. All right, how could it be that you can cook the whole loaf of bread on Yontif when part of it belongs to the dogs? All right, you could appease Hoel, you could appease, but we don't believe in Hoel. So how do you cook the entire loaf of bread on Yontif? Good. So, Ella lo tema Hoel ve'efshar. Right. So, yeah, we don't say Hoel since it's possible. Ella kigon de isle nevela. Now, only when you actually have a nevela, right? When the carcass of some animal is literally sitting there in your yard, then devada efshar the fire son ben nevela. Then you certainly can appease the dog with the carcass. Right, meaning essentially we say, yes, Rav Chisda in general doesn't hold of Hoel, maybe it will happen, Efshar it'll happen. Because maybe it won't happen. But when the carcass, right, we're not saying maybe you can appease him with a carcass that might come. We're saying when the carcass is lying in the yard, then we will apply the Hoel principle. It's not since maybe it can, it's literally lying right there. In that case, even Rav Chisda would agree, and therefore you can bake the loaf that belongs partially to the klavim, to the dogs, partially to the shepherds, if the carcass is in the yard. Okay. Bo mine mirav huna sinas rav huna. Hani b'nei baga the rami walayo kimchad b'nei chela. So you have the right, literally the children of Baga. So that's a place somewhere. Don't know where. And the rami walayo was imposed upon them the kimcha, right? The provisions for the b'nei chela, for the armies. And the army's coming, and they are charged with making the provisions. Now, what's the problem? It's Yontif, right? They're not Jews, obviously, because you can cook for a Jew on Yontif. Mahu le'efos b'yontif, right? Excuse me. Can you cook? Can you bake that bread on Yontif? So Amar, so he says back, says Rav Huna Chazina. We see. Right, if you give some of the bread to a child, right, a Jewish child in the neighborhood, and the soldiers don't go crazy, they don't shoot you on sight, I mean, they're willing to, you know, they're going to get their food, but they don't mind if the child has it. So call chada v'chada chazia liyanuka v'shari. Right, then we can say that every bread, every loaf that is baked, when you're baking it, is actually chazi is right, possibly going. It's certainly appropriate to give to the child, and therefore it's permitted to bake it. Ve'ilav aser. But if they have a heart attack, or they give you a heart attack, or they kill you when you start giving the bread to the children, they will not allow that. Right? They take it back. That you can't do it. Then you cannot bake the bread for the soldiers. And clearly we're talking about the case where it's not pikuach nefesh. If they're going to kill you no matter what, right? Obviously, that's a different scenario. So here we have an invading army or an army that's coming through or whatever it is that is not going to kill you if you don't bake the bread on Yontif. So that's the distinction Rav Huna made. We will continue this discussion tomorrow, but this does conclude our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.